Now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. The grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out, and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake, fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys show. That's it.
Good morning, West Michigan. You're listening to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We've got a little special edition this morning. We got a little bit of a late start, so we're going to bleed on over into noon time. So you got another hour here with the Grillin' Guys. We are live and local at the D&W store on Robbins Road in Grand Haven. We're out here celebrating the Coast Guard Festival. And I tell you what, the D&W steak wagon is here, the mobile grill, and they've got T-bones on sale out here, $6.98 a pound. You go over and have a taste of those. Go into the store, they'll give you a dollar off coupon, so it's $5.98 a pound. It's that preferred Angus, the top 10% of all beef in America.
And man, does it taste good.
I tell you what, they got it fired up. They're going to be grilling 100 pounds of that out here today.
That's right. We've got the mobile grill team, Ralph and Sandy. They travel the state of Michigan, 96 locations, all the Spartan stores, and they're even hitting all the Spartan, non-owned Spartan stores, so they're going to Plums and all over the place.
Yep, they've been out to picnic at the Pops. They're just really out having a lot of fun. This grill unit is 24 feet of an outdoor kitchen. Yep. And I tell you what, Ralph and Sandy are tearing it up.
And Ralph
there.
Looks like the samurai guy today. He's got his durag on and everything, man. He's ready to kick some steak butt.
So get on out here to D&W on Robbins Road in Grand Haven and check it out. There's a lot of good specials going on in the store to commemorate the Grillin' Guys being here.
That's right. And if you're coming from Grand Rapids, when you get off on 104, right before you go over the bridge, look to your right. And you'll see this big brew house, and it is full of some just absolutely phenomenal beer. And with us right now, we have the owner of that fine establishment. And we just want to welcome you to the show. And why don't you tell us how you ever located in that place?
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity
to be
here.
Melissa Brolic. Sorry.
Yes, I'm born and raised in Spring Lake, Grand Haven area. Wanted to stay and do something for the local people.
But, you know, you're this nice-looking lady, and you called it Old Boys?
Yes, it is called Old Boys.
You were just trying to attract all the guys in, weren't you?
No,
that's kind
not
of a
quite.
Ploy.
So
what is the story?
Actually, the story is I'm kind of an animal lover, and I took in this older chocolate lab at one point, and I was already homebrewing with some friends, and so he was always there. This was my house to show up. We brewed all the time. He was there. He ate a lot of the spent grains from the brewing process. So when it came time to name the brewery, we could think of lots of names, but not so much a theme, and it's a pretty rich animal community out here and dog community.
It is.
So we thought we'd name it after the Old Boy, which goes back to the old, like, mankind and mankind's best friend and dogs, beer.
I think of the dogs sitting around the table playing poker.
Yes, yes.
Aren't those always bulldogs?
Yes, they're not always, kind but of. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And your logo includes a happy dog. But if you, as Bob said, if you're coming into town off 104 there and you're about ready to go over the drawbridge, before you make that turn underneath the highway, look to your right. You're right on the water, aren't you, Melissa?
Yes, we are. We're actually right on the water, right where the channel and the river and everything kind of meets right there.
And if you just tuned in, it's the Grillin' Guys. We're live in Grand Haven. We are talking with Melissa Brolic from Old Boys Brewhouse. Now, you're like kind of young to have started a business 14 years ago. You must have been like in grade school. So how'd you do that? Did your mom and dad approve of that?
Well, thank you for that. Yes, actually.
But I mean, that's such a big enterprise you have. I'm very proud of you. That's very cool. And this, we're tasting right now your blueberry wit.
Yes.
Is that what that's called?
Yes, blueberry
Phenomenal.
Wit.
Phenomenal. unbelievable taste. This is a wit, so like a Weizenbier, a wheat beer. It's German for wheat, and typically something like Oberon and these various wheat beers. This has a blueberry twist to it. If you look at it, it's almost a lavender color. And if you think of blueberry in beer, you might say, gosh, that's foo-foo. I've had the heavy raspberry syrupy beers that so-and-so puts out. This is nothing like that. It's a hint, and it's just a phenomenal flavor. It explodes. I love it. I mean, how did you ever come up with that?
I actually have to thank my brewmaster for that recipe. But you're right. It is not quite so sweet as what the normal raspberry wheat beer might be. We do use all local Michigan fruits. The blueberries were a little tart, so it has a little bit more tartness.
Beautiful.
And not quite less sweetness.
Well, isn't this area kind of the blueberry belt of Michigan anyway?
Absolutely.
I mean, I know you've got some very big blueberry farms. And you're brewing beer doggy style. Is that the motto of your brew house?
Yes, he is.
Melissa, you've got a restaurant that's associated with the brew house as well. When you have the blueberry wit on tap, what do you suggest to your guests that they order off the menu that would taste good with that wit?
Ooh, well, we do have a fair amount of things. The blueberry wit, I think, is just tart and light and refreshing enough to go with, you know, about any dish you might pair it with. But I might suggest some of the lighter, maybe salads or fish or one of our pastas.
So Randy wants to know what you would order with it. Well, wow. this is just a beautiful blend. I mean, so unique. I've tried gazillions of beers. I have never tasted a beer quite like that. I mean, it was a surprise. I was, you know, when I heard the blueberry, I was kind of stereotyping it. Try this beer, folks. If you're listening, try this beer. And get Ralph a little taste of that blueberry because he's grilling away up there. And, if you just tuned in, it's the Grilling Guys. We are live at D&W Fresh Market. We're on Robbins Road. We've got the grilling rig out here. Ralph and Sandy are serving steaks to the world. And we've got all the fine products of West Michigan pouring in here. Old Boys is down here with the brew house, and Melissa Brolick is kind enough to come down here and give us some samples of her phenomenal
Melissa,
brews.
You brought a box of goodies here with us. You said that you make your own breads and your own desserts there and sauces, and particularly I see a bottle of Old Boys Bloody Mary Mix. How is it that a brewery makes Bloody Mary Mix?
We do actually make our own Bloody Mary Mix and a margarita mix. We actually do have some events and charitable in the winter time where we have Bloody Mary competitions and margarita competitions. Just something we started along the way. We make most everything from scratch in-house, so we like to play around with lots of different recipes and things, and there are some things we try to put a little bit more beer into our recipes, every menu that we have, and our weekly specials that we do.
You know, Zeus and Gibby, that's Bob's dog and mine respectively, are going to have a great time when we get home because you use some of these spent grains and you make dog treats out of these, and they're called canine crunchies. And I have to tell you guys, I stopped Barbecue Bob and I regret doing this. I really regret doing this, but Bob had one of those in his hand and he was going to dunk it in the homemade mustard that they make here at the brew house, and he had it, and I said, Bob, you might not want to do that, and I'm kicking myself for doing that. Because
I thought it was a pretzel.
Yeah.
Looks so nice.
How much fun would have that been if Bob's dipping dog treats in mustard? But I don't know. I put the save out there. So
which is unusual for you.
It actually is. But anyway, Melissa, you've got a full menu here at your restaurant. And then how many beers do you have on tap?
We have 9 right now.
And if I was trying to find the brewery, what's the physical address?
Physical address is 971 West Savage.
Okay, so if I'm coming in from Grand Rapids and I'm coming in, and then right before I go over the drawbridge, do I have to, like, loop around and go to Ferrisburg rather than going into Grand Haven? Is that how I get there?
No.
Okay.
Stop way before Ferrisburg. Just before you're coming up on the Spring Lake Bridge, there is kind of like a boat sales, boat showroom or little marina right there. Turn right into there. And if you're already looking forward, you're going to see our building. It's kind of just a little jog right off of M104.
But the cool part is if I'm, that's one by land, but I can come two by sea because you also have boat docks there, right?
Yes.
This is one of the only breweries, and yeah, this is live radio. Somebody's alarm's going off.
I think there's a dog in that Jeep.
Yeah. But this is one of the few breweries in Michigan, if not the only one, where you can come to the brewery by boat. And that's kind of cool. That's really unique about the Old Boys Brew House.
Yes. Well, I'd like to talk a little bit about a beer butt chicken. And I'm going to do it in cadence with that Jeep.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah. This is total out of control radio, people. It's just a fun day to be in broadcasting because live radio, you never know what to expect. So fortunately, we have control over the kill
this
switch.
This blueberry
here.
Wit would impart a fantastic flavor on a chicken. Tell us a little bit about how you make a drunken chicken. It's in some parts, or it's called beer butt chicken.
I like beer butt chicken, but I don't use beer. I use a can. I'll take a soup can, and I've migrated from beer to orange juice because that sweet nectar that comes off an orange juice as it's steaming.
Yeah, this blueberry wit would be good.
Well, you know what? Well. Honestly, a sweeter beer like this, or maybe that raspberry. You've got a raspberry wheat that's sweeter. This isn't so sweet, but that blueberry would be a great flavor. So anyway, you can get a beer butt chicken holder, or you can just take a soup can or a beer can, and you basically shove it up the keister of the
Or the cavity, if you might.
What I do is I'll rub the chicken. I'll put a nice amount of oil or mustard.
Okay. All right. We're gonna reel this back in here. Okay. A beer can chicken. There's a little stand that you can put a can of whatever your favorite beverage is. The idea is to steam the inside of the chicken after there's seasoning on the outside. And you're going to cook that under indirect heat, right?
That's right. I'll very often just rubbing chicken. That's
We've lost
radio.
Barbecue Bob.
That's really lost. Bad radio. Anyway, you put some rub on the chicken, you set it on the stand, you put a can in it, and you put a little orange juice in it, or beer. You could take I wouldn't waste a home brew, a great microbrew like that on it, though. I'd just put some orange juice in it. And then I always stuff an apple or something in his neck. This just sounds like chicken torture. Anyway, wow. Those poor chicken.
Well, the moral of that story is the chicken comes out very moist. It's very tasty. And we'll have that recipe on thegrillingguys.com so that you can check that out and learn how to do beer can chickens. It's a neat little cooking technique, but it is over indirect heat. You know, coming up next, Melissa's been so wonderful here for the Old Boys Brew House, but she also brought her brewmaster with her, Dave Bays. So we're going to be talking with Dave, and he's going to tell us a little bit about the eight or nine flavors that are on tap at the Old Boys Brew House. So we're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
I am a guy, and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.